Well, David Littleproud is the Federal Minister for Natural Disaster and Emergency Management, and he joins me on the line. Minister, what reports are you getting about the scale of the destruction in New South Wales and Victoria?
Look, they're still coming in as agencies are able to get on the ground, and those assessments will probably take up a greater effort today as easing conditions have prevailed. Now, we're obviously still concerned in the next couple of days, conditions as they're forecast to get back to more challenging conditions again. So obviously over the next 24 hours, we're going to get a better lens on the damage that has been affected on the ground there in New South Wales and Victoria.
But you must already be pretty stunned at the reports that you're hearing.
Oh, definitely. Obviously, this is a severe event and the number of homes that have been lost and the loss of life. I think we can't forget that. That's the first and foremost issue for all of us. You can rebuild a home, but we can't rebuild these homes, and particularly the loss now of three brave Australians who've served their country have lost their lives during this event as something that we as a nation should be profoundly proud of them, but wrap our arms around their family and let them know that they should be profoundly proud of them.
The Defence Force is being brought in, Black Hawk, Chinook helicopters, the landing ship HMAS Chules. How exactly will these assets be used?
Well, it'll be around bringing in supplies and also evacuation. And HMS Chules is an amphibious, one of our three amphibious ships. So it's been brought in to be able to assist in evacuation. We're working on
which evacuations? Who will be evacuated?
Well, that is what we're working through with both New South Wales and Victorian state governments. The request came from the Victorian government, but obviously it can also be complemented in New South Wales. So we're working through it. It's a multi-agency approach and a nationally coordinated approach. And obviously the Defence Force works in with that. We've got over 1,000 personnel that have been in these fires since they've started and will continue to give that support both by air and sea and on the ground and in recovery, as you've just articulated. It'll be important that we get our engineers in there to help and assist in the recovery. But just, obviously, just we'll get the direction.
Sorry, Minister, just on the evacuations, we know that there are thousands of people stranded in coastal communities in two of our biggest states, a lot of people just wanting to get out of there. How soon do you think some of these evacuations might actually begin to happen?
Well, we're hoping to have Chules in place by Saturday. Obviously, it's got to depart from Sydney and we're getting that sorted as we speak. And it'll also be about making sure that it takes supplies as well with our Spartan aircraft and Chinooks. So we're making sure that when we get them in there, they have the supplies, and then the evacuation is the second piece around how we can do that in a staged effort in concert with what our state agencies are telling us. So as these ships are being prepared to be sent out of dock, obviously the state agencies are preparing for their use in the best way that they see fit.
How quickly might we see the Black Hawks and Chinooks doing also some of those aid drops?
We expect them to be there over Friday, Saturday. A lot of those are being moved as we speak, getting ready and deployed, obviously getting everyone ready to go, and they'll be run out of Sail Air Base. So they're obviously on their way, but it's also about planning for what supplies we need to take with them to make sure that there is comfort and the life's essentials for those people on there, whether it be medical or just food.
The scale of the property losses from this bushfire crisis in both New South Wales and Victoria is only starting to emerge. We know that dozens and dozens of homes have been lost, plenty of other infrastructure as well. I know the government has been offering some financial assistance for people, but we've got tens of thousands of people who are going to need help. Some of them don't have any insurance. Will the government step up and offer more financial assistance?
Yeah, well, obviously, there's two stages to that. There's the here and now, and we've already enacted a number of that disaster recovery payments of $1,000 per person, $400 per child, and then 13 weeks income support, and then supplemented that with some payments from the states as well. Then, obviously, as the assessments are made, we'll step in. But there's also a role here. I think we need to have a conversation with the Insurance Council. They're the benefactors of the hard work of these firefighters as well and the role that they play in this and moving forward. But the federal government will obviously stand with our state authorities in making sure that we support these communities in the rebuild.
After all of this, we've seen incident controller after incident controller, plenty of experts say that they have seen nothing like this before. Do you acknowledge that the federal government now has to do more about climate change?
Well, we are, and we continue to. We've made our commitments internationally, and we intend to live up to them.
You've made those commitments. You say that, I know the government says it will live up to its commitments, but there are a lot of people saying that more needs to be done, something more than just meeting current commitments.
Well, that's what we will have to do to meet those commitments, and we continue to make those endeavours, and that's what we've continued to look to actually supplement renewable energies. We've given subsidies to those to get them up to a point where they're competitive in a market tension perspective. So the reality is the government continues to work through it. All industries are doing it, even in agriculture, which equates for 17% of the reductions of emissions, are looking to get to carbon neutrality by 2030 themselves. So industry, government are working together to make sure.
Do you think the public's going to think that's enough, though?
Well, it's not just, it's also important. It would be unrealistic to think that Australia can do it by ourselves, but we are leading by example, and we expect the rest of the world to come with us, because we're 1.3% of emissions, and we expect the rest of the world to do their bit as well, because if we all work globally together, and we're working globally in these fires, we've got US firefighters, Canadians, New Zealanders, if we work together collaboratively as a world community, then we will be able to meet our emission reduction targets as a globe, not just as Australia.
All right, Minister. Thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thanks for having me.
David Littleproud is the Minister for Natural Disaster and Emergency Management.